Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and this is Lee Haney, and welcome to Totally Fit. Hope you guys are off to a fantastic day. I know I am. It's beautiful here in Atlanta, Georgia. The sun is shining. We've got a slight overcast, but the sun has made its way out. And I've already gotten my aerobics in for the day. I was out this morning earlier trimming my hedges. You know, yes, Miss Olympia does cut hedges from time to time. That is my way of getting a little extra functional training in. I'm up and down on a ladder. I have this long neck trimmer in which I'm reaching, stretching, twisting from right to left. So that is another form of exercise that you guys have heard me talk about time and time here on the broadcast. But it's a beautiful day here in Atlanta. I'm excited about this, the show that we're going to be doing today. And we're talking about increasing lean muscle and burning fat at the same time. And it can be done. So we're going to be jumping right into this. Now, this is a subject that a lot of those of you who are in the bodybuilding world is concerned about, but it also one that those who are not in the bodybuilding world, just the general population, everybody want to know, how do I develop lean muscle and get rid of body fat? You know, and that can be done. A lot of people think that you have to diet down and lose weight first and then build muscle. Well, that doesn't make sense. You know, the only thing you're going to do by dieting down is getting skinny and fat. You don't want to be skinny and fat. I see that happen a lot, whereby people who've lost 20, 30 pounds with 25% body fat to 30% body fat when they started, lost 25 pounds and still end up with 20 to 30% body fat. Well, I'm here to tell you that you can kill two birds with one stone. You can lose body fat and increase lean muscle at the same time. A lot of you guys are saying, well, how in the world is that possible? It is possible. I did it my entire life. That's what the sport of bodybuilding is all about. That's what's so cool about the sport of bodybuilding, because when we talk about things such as, you know, developing muscle, losing body fat, you know, getting rid of fluid and leaning down for a competition, we've been there, done that. We didn't just read this in a book. We've lived it. That's what makes us so different in our approach to doing these things and knowing what we're doing. You know, so I'm going to share a bit of information with those of you who are listening today to help you reach some of your fitness goals. And again, the subject matter is, you know, developing lean muscle and getting rid of body fat at the same time. Now, there's three different things that we got to look at here when we're talking about this particular subject. Number one, it has to be, you got to deal with the training aspect of it. You know, having the right training system, that's number one. Number two, the nutrition. Now, that's a biggie there. That's a great biggie, the nutrition. Then number three, we're going to talk about the supplements, because supplements can enhance your ability to develop lean muscle and get rid of body fat. So it all can be done. But there's three different ways of doing that, and I'm going to put all of this together in a way that's going to be easy for you guys to understand. Not trying to make you a rocket scientist, but what I'm talking about here is what I've lived, it is what I know, it is what I do. So get your pencil and pen handy, nice sheet of paper out. You can always go back and record your show. Hey, let your buddies know about what you've heard here, but take what I'm saying to heart, because generally this kind of information you're only going to get from a seminar, which you probably end up paying $200 for per person if you went to see a Lee Haney or Frank Zane or, you know, or Ronnie Coleman or any of us top Olympians or Linda Murray. You know, this is what we do. And when we tell you something, it's a matter of fact. It's not a matter of where we read it in the book. We've lived it, been there, done that. So now, the first topic of discussion, we're going to talk about demand and supply, okay? Demand and supply. What do you mean by demand? Well, number one, if you're looking to develop a muscle, you have to have a physical demand in place in order to do that. For instance, if you want nice legs, then you can't give your legs the usual type of physical stress, like walking. When we walk every day. So why should your leg respond to what you do every day? You know, you're going to develop to a certain extent with walking. You know, it's going to, the muscle, the steel is going to be awake, but it's not going to go beyond where it normally would because there is no additional demand being given it. So whether it's legs or biceps, chest, shoulders, back, you still have to create a demand. And in that demand, it has to be something beyond what you would usually do. For instance, leg extensions, that's a great movement for developing, you know, the quads, you know, like doing leg extension. You add 10 pounds, 20, 30, whatever. And the fact of the matter is that's unusual as it relates to what you normally do in the course of a day. So there's an additional demand that's being placed upon that muscle. And the muscle has to respond by saying, well, look, you're asking me to lift an extra 20, 30, 40 pounds, whatever the case may be. So in order to do so on a regular basis, your muscle said, well, I'm going to follow this demand. I have to build enough additional muscle tissue to adhere to that physical demand that you've given me. So that's what I mean by demand. And that's same for every different muscle. The demand has to be there. And one thing that happens, once you develop more muscle, then that helps to speed up the metabolism. Muscle helps the body burn fat and calories more efficiently. So that demand being additional exercises that will help stimulate the muscle in different ways will be that very thing that will help speed up your metabolism, that will also help shape your muscles in the various ways with the various movements that you're doing. And again, we just mentioned leg extensions. Well, that's going to help develop the quad and the teardrops of the frontal thigh. Then you have your leg curls, which is going to develop the hamstring or the leg bicep. Then you have your stiff leg deadlifts. It's going to also help the size of the hamstring, the length, and the glute and the hamstring tie-ins. Then you have your squats, which is, you know, that's a foundational movement for the leg. So your squat has to be there. Squats is number one. That's the king of overall leg development. You see, the other thing about squats, it brings about so much stress to the body, to the entire system, that it causes the body to produce more of what we call natural growth hormone, which you have to have that in order to grow and in order to have a healthy metabolism, which puts the body in a fat-burning mode. So there you go as it relates to leg training. And this and squats is one of those things that do that, along with a deadlift. There's two different types of deadlifts. There's stiff leg deadlifts. That's one that I prefer doing because it directly kicks into the hamstring and the leg bicep. Whereby your regular deadlifts, it hits the frontal quad and the hamstrings and the lower back. It's more of a power type of movement, an explosive type of movement, a little bit different. Not as cosmetic. Stiff leg is more cosmetic. You know, that's a pretty look that we're trying to develop. But overall deadlifts, that's a different type of animal. That's for mass, size, strength. Okay? Two different deals. But, and again, the demand has to be there. Every muscle has to be given an additional demand outside of what happens normally. You know, for you ladies listening, picking up a fry pan is not a demand. I mean, if you cook, or guys, listen, I cook too, ladies, so don't say, well, you know, women's not the only one to cook. Why do you have to say fried pan? I'm only just an example, okay? So don't beat me up. But, you know, if I pick up a frying pan or a book, for instance, that's nothing unusual. But if I want my biceps to grow or my triceps to grow, I have to give them an additional demand. That's why a 5-pound dumbbell is something heavier than a frying pan or heavier than a book. So it's an 8-pound, a 10, a 20. So the body will make that adjustment to produce more muscle size for that additional demand. That's what happens. The demand has to be there physically in order for the muscle to grow. And as the muscle grows, it's going to ask for more calories. As it asks for more calories, then it will help the body burn calories more efficiently and burn fat more efficiently. That's why I use the term demand and supply. So that works with the body in all different areas. That's why the different exercises, the different angles, the various body parts is so and put demand and supply. Now I said, well, what do you mean by supply and so forth? Well, supply, that comes down to our next topic, food. The demand, the physical demand has been placed there by adding these additional exercises that stimulates muscle growth. Muscle growth is in for the metabolism. Okay, so the demand is there. So now, how about the supply? Well, number one, we know that protein is king when it comes to repairing, rebuilding muscle tissue. So we have to have the protein there. Then we have carbohydrates that's got to be there in order to act as a source of energy. Then we have to have the element of fat there also. It helps regulate hormone development in the body. So they all have to be there. So that is the supply. The demand has been made. Now we have to supply the body with nutrition. That's extremely important. You cannot cook a tired heart and not give him a chance to have water and nutrition. Else he will not recover. He will not have energy to move on to the next level. So you got to have the nutrition. Nutrition has to be there. Now, what should it look like when you talk about nutrition, specifically protein, carbohydrates, and fat? Since our topic is all about developing additional lean muscle and burning fat at the same time. So what has to happen there? Now, the protein ratio when developing lean muscle should be around 60% protein, 30% carbohydrates, 10% fat. Now, of course, that changes when it comes to developing size and so forth. In that respect, the carbohydrate intake is much higher, and the protein ratio is a little bit lower. But in this case, we're talking about lean, producing lean muscle and burning fat. So the protein intake is higher than that, than the carbohydrate, okay? So now you may say, well, what type of protein? You know, a lot of people in our industry, particularly in the bodybuilding world, love to use, particularly these days, two things, beef and egg. Now, I'm not too crazy about a lot of beef. You know, every once in a blue moon I would have steak. My training for competition, I would not eat steak. In all season, I would have it every now and then. Now, reason being, it takes steak longer to break down than it would egg, chicken, or fish. Now, steak is very high in amino acids that promote muscle size, such as arginine and ornithine, very high in that particular area. But I don't like the idea of the high saturated fat that goes along with that. So I'd rather use a form of protein that's going to give me an amino acid complex that help build good quality lean muscle, but at the same time break down easier in the system, not cause a lot of stress in my digestive system. And choosing the right one for me, as I've experienced over the years, would be that of chicken, fish, egg. Now, you have some people go, well, eggs, you know, eggs is high cholesterol. Listen, it's the yellow in the cholesterol that have the fat-burning properties. In fact, they have what is called lecithin and choline, which means they are lipotropic in their own ability to burn fat. You know, a lot of people separate, throw away the white, you know, throw away the yellow, eat the white. That's the goofiest thing I ever heard. It makes no sense at all. I think the good Lord knew what he was doing when he made a whole egg. He didn't make a yellow chicken over there and a white chicken over there. He made one egg. Now, as you prepare for a competition, of course, we wouldn't take in as many yellows because it was still a form of fat, healthy cholesterol. So in that case, I would do, you know, I would do a 3-to-1 ratio white to yellow. Let's say I would have five whole eggs. Three of them would be the whole egg and then two additional white. Okay? That way at least I'm being conscious of the amount of fat because I still want to keep the fat amount down. But, yeah, so we have the chicken, we have fish, we have eggs. Then, of course, there's a advanced whey protein. I mean, the market, there's a lot of different choices out there. For a lot of people who are lactose tolerant, they can't deal with they can deal with that. If their body will tolerate whey, then okay, it's a great way to go. But a lot of people have to use egg protein. And so there are choices out there. I don't have a problem with whey as I train for competitions. So I love the whey protein. The body breaks them down easier, and they're utilized, but at a much faster rate than that of the solid food. So with whey, you have to use it on a regular basis, which means 2 to 3 times a day, at least sometimes 4 times a day, if you're really going to be able to maximize the amount of protein that you get there. Okay, so there you go. Protein, 60%, carbohydrates, 30%. Carbohydrates, what should it look like? Well, carbohydrates should be in the form of low glycemic index, which means they remain in the body or they're released as an energy source for a slower period of time without spiking the insulin level in the body, which, as you know, if you spike insulin, once you drop off, your energy level sort of bottoms. So you want to use those which are termed low glycemic index, which would be sweet potatoes, which would be brown rice, which would be things like oatmeal. Then you have your green leafy type of carbs, very little in carbohydrate fiber. Things like asparagus, things such as spinach, kale, you're talking broccoli, so a lot of green leafy veggies is very good. Also, I use during my competitive time, and I do recommend this, is whole pears. Pears is high in fiber. Also apples. Then from time to time, I would use mangoes, which is also very high in fiber. I didn't use a lot of mangoes. The guys out there, they're sweet, so you got to be a little bit conscious, of getting too much sugar in the system. But the brown rice, the sweet potato, the oatmeal, these type of things are low in glycemic index. And the greens that I just mentioned, the asparagus, the kale, broccoli, spinach, these types of things are very good and extremely important to help flush waste out of the body, okay? And again, this helps the body burn calories more efficiently. You're feeding the muscle, giving it the right source of energy with the carbohydrates so that you will be able to go through your workouts or carry through your day without having drop-offs. And now I recommend at least having a well-rounded meal. And that meal should consist of protein, carbohydrates, and fat each time you eat. Of course, now in between you can have your carbs in between if you like. But I like, and I've always mixed my meals together where some people say, well, separate the carbohydrates from the protein. That's the goofiest thing I ever heard. And again, being 8-time Mr. Olympia, I like to think I know a little bit of something. And plus, having trained people all over the place at every different level, I'd like to know that I know what I'm doing. So anyway, if you keep your carbs at the right ratio, your protein at the right ratio, your fat at the right ratio, which should be 10% as it relates to fat, then you're going to develop that good lean quality muscle. And that's what we're after. That's what we're talking about, gaining lean quality muscle and getting rid of body fat. Now, what type of fats you're saying? So let's look at this. Two different ones that I use quite a bit of. Remember, fat should only be around 10%. For the most part, you're going to get 10% whether you like it or not. I prefer that of olive oil. Also, now they have the coconut oil, which I like a great deal. The super omega fish oils, they have the krill oil, which is a whole nother level too. So these are the ones that I recommend, and of course that which is found in the egg yellow. For the most part when I trained for competition, it was olive oil and the fat that I found in the egg yellow. That made up my 10%. So by following those ratios, 60% protein, 30% carbohydrates, 10% fat, you'll be able to develop that nice, lean muscle look. You'll feed the muscle and give the body just enough carbs to get you through your workout, to give you a little energy. And that 60, 30, 10% ratio that you're on, you'll be able to tell whether it's working for you or not. Notice I have the carbohydrates at the limited amount, 30%. that 30% should be enough to give you enough energy to do what you need to do, particularly if you have a job that is not real physically demanding, then to overeat carbohydrates, which give you energy. You know, you don't need more energy than what you actually need, which means you don't need more carbohydrates than what you actually need. Now, of course, you have people out there that are lean, just lean by nature. These body types, for the most part, that are being mesomorphic, high mesomorphic body types, are ectomorphic. As someone who is very lean, very slim, their body burn calories at a high rate. The mesomorph, that's me, I'm sort of in that area too. If I don't take in the right amount of carbs, I can lose around 3 to 4 pounds in a day and a half. So I have to be very careful. So that 30% ratio, when you're talking about lean, getting lean with carbohydrates, you may have to bump that up, find out what the scale is saying. So you got to look and follow that scale, because if all of a sudden you drop 5 pounds in 1 week, then guess what? We got a problem, Houston. We have a bad problem, which means we're going to have to increase that carbohydrate intake because your body's burning calories very quick. But, and then we don't want it to end up eating up your muscle. So let's be smart about that. Use the scale. Use the mirror. Stay smart. Document the amount of calories you're taking in. Document your meals. If you're dropping weight too fast, then increase the calories in the way of carbohydrates. Okay? Not so much fat, but carbohydrate. Particularly if your job is very physical. If you're a UPS worker walking around quite a bit, you know, not only are you, you know, you're aerobic instructor, you're very physical, then we got to get them carbs up a bit, okay? So let's just be smart about those things. Another thing I advise, drink water. Water, water, water. Got to be very smart about that. I've talked in the earlier shows about taking in 8 to 10 glasses of water a day. Well, more than that if you need it. Because if you're outside quite a bit, and all of us need to get outside, very important. The sunlight gives what is called vitamin D3, which is important to stabilize blood sugar level, also important to help to fight cancer, also important to help regulate blood pressure. It also builds bone density, also helps with brain clarity, and fights cancer. All of these things is the benefit of vitamin D3. Yes, you can take the D3 supplements, which we have. Matter of fact, we have an age management pack that you can get D3, then resveratrol, which is for heart health, CoQ10, which is for stamina, heart health, and recovery. Then we have the super omega fish oils there. Then we also have the MSM, chondroitin, and glucosamine for the joint. All of that we have in our age management pack. So if you're on the inside quite a bit, then I highly recommend getting one of those. It also includes the D3. At least 5,000 I use a D3. So you want to be smart. If you're on the inside quite a bit, then be sure to take extra D3, at least 1,000 units, if not more, per day. Highly recommend that. So now there we go. We got your water and so forth. Another thing I recommend too, you know, you can also use coffee. Guess what? Coffee is excellent for helping to get rid of fluid and also helping the body burn fat. Yes, it does. Now, not with 8 tablespoons of sugar, guys. Come on now. Be real. And a huge bucket of cream poured in it. So we're talking about coffee the way that, you know, just use your nice low-calorie creamer, you know, and if you're going to use the sugar, let's look at raw sugar. Now, better than that is tea. Hot tea with lemon helps to increase the metabolism, helps the body burn fat, and also helps the body get rid of fluid. As we got ready for competition, we would use hot tea and lemon quite a bit. It helps flush the system, which is very good. When I say flush the system, helps the body get rid of water. So I didn't have to use diuretics, and a lot of us in the industry don't use diuretics because we know how we can use, how we're able to use hot tea and lemon, which is a natural form of diuretic, but then so is coffee. Very careful. Let's not use too much sugar in it and the creams and that sort of thing because, and again, guys, we're talking about developing lean muscle and getting rid of body fat at the same time. So let's be smart about that, okay? So we've talked about the nutrition here, the ratios of protein, carbohydrates, fat. We've talked about the better sources. We've also talked about the demand being given the muscle. Now, one thing, let's go back and talk about the training system. Now, this is a biggie when it comes to developing lean muscle size. Now, and also getting rid of body fat. Now, there's two different systems, training systems, that I recommend. And one is if you're crazy, you know, when I say crazy, if you're allowing your body to go crazy, you can't see your abs, and you've turned into a fat soul. I'm just going to go ahead and say it because, hey, I come from the hardcore world. You're allowing yourself to gain too much body fat, and you've turned into a fat soul. No abs that anybody can see, then guess what? You need to go to what is called the straight six training system. That's the sixth day. Now, what does that consist of? Well, number one, on the first day, you do maybe chest, biceps, triceps, abs, calves. Then on the next day, you would do legs. You know, your quads, hamstrings, abs. On the third day, you do back, shoulders, calves, abs. Then you start the cycle over again starting Thursday. 1, 2, 3, all over again. That'll take you all the way through Saturday. That's a 6-day straight. Now, your first training series, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, you would use at least around 85 to 90% of maximum weight. You know, those are your heavy days. And your second series, you would use weights that's probably 50% less than what you use Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. That way you're not overstressing the joint because a straight six can be a tough program, very tough. I don't like it, but guess what? It'll get rid of body fat like crazy. It will take your metabolism to a whole nother level. Now, once you've gotten that body fat down, and I would say following this particular routine no more than 6 weeks. Let's go there for 6 weeks. After that 6 weeks is up, then let's go to a 3-on-off-1, which means you're training arms and chest on Monday, legs Tuesday, back and shoulders Wednesday. The fourth day, you're off. Then you start the cycle again. Now, that is the two best programs that I could recommend like this. Now, you don't have to go crazy and go extreme on these particular training programs. Just we're talking to maybe two different exercises. Now, and again, I know I'm talking to the bodybuilding world, but I'm also talking to the general population. When you're talking to the bodybuilding world, we're talking at least around 12 total sets per body part. Legs may be around 16. But, guys, listen, follow me, a Muscle Development Magazine. Follow MD. I have a monthly column there talking about training and so forth. You can also follow MD online where I discuss these different things. Or if you want personal coaching, then go to LeeHaney.com. We have these routines available to you. You can get personal coaching on the telephone. You can ask me questions. I'll take care of that. Go to LeeHaney.com and go to the coaching link because we don't have enough time to discuss all of these different workout routines because they can be all over the place. Okay, now let's talk about supplementation. Now, there are some awesome supplements out there. Number one, I recommend before starting on this deal, do a systemic cleansing and detox for 7 days. Get rid of waste and the bloat in the system to help jumpstart that metabolism. That's the first thing I want you to do. Number two, I have what is called the power aminos, which is the arginine, ornithine, lysine. That helps keep that metabolism up, helps the body produce more natural growth hormones, which helps to produce more lean muscle. That is a must. I use this particular supplement regimen for myself. I use it for Evander Holyfield. I use it for Gary Sheffield. These guys, I wanted, of course, to produce more natural growth hormones in their system to help produce more lean muscle. That is a reason for that. Number three is a fat burner, which includes amino acids to help kick up metabolism and help the body burn calories more efficiently. All of these products, you can go to LeeHaney.com and you can get them there. Go to LeeHaney.com, that's LeeHaney.com, and you can get them there. Also, I recommend the Advanced Whey 26, which is a fantastic form of protein to help supplement your protein intake. So all of these things are available right there on my website. And, hey, guys, I want you to also let me know if you got any specific questions. I hope you enjoyed this particular show. Looking forward to the next one coming up next Thursday. Let your buddies know about Totally Fit, and I want to know if you guys are listening. Thank you so much. God bless you. Have a great weekend.